Being joined by Dyke New Hartford head coach Regan Zinkula, a conference title here tonight. A long day of tennis comes to an end, but you guys come out on top. Just what does it mean for this program to be able to get this conference here today?
Yeah, I think ever since I've been coaching here, it's been 6 years coming that obviously a conference champion is your end goal. There's a lot of great programs in our conference, so every time that you show up to a conference tournament, you never know how it's going to turn out. But each and every one of our girls showed up and competed every single game. We've played a total of 108 games. We've been here for like 13 hours and they never gave up. It's been fun to just see them go out there and compete every single point. And so, yeah, they deserve it all. They put in all the hard work and effort today.
A few conference champions, including Ada Todd at number two singles, your number two doubles team, right? Lauren Muller, right?
Yep, and so going down kind of our lineup here, Izzy Norton got second in singles. Ada is a conference champion. Addie's a conference champion. Lauren's a conference champion. Kirsten and Haley both got second. And then our number one doubles team got third. Number two doubles team is a conference champion, and our number three doubles team came down to games one and they got second. They did beat Columbus head to head, but comes down to those games one. So yeah, great day.
You bet. A couple of individual matches that you guys were able to flip, I believe, at number one and number two singles. What can you say about those two girls being able to come out and obviously, you know, take control of those matches today and flip those around and obviously take a huge step personally?
Yeah, when you look at the girls ranked in 1A individually, you have the two girls from Appleton Parkersburg, a girl from Columbus, the girl from South Hardin. So getting some of those wins are huge for our girls and kind of some momentum builders for us throughout the day. Izzy came out and beat AP's number one and South Hardin's number one, which she had lost to in the regular season. So that was huge for her. You could just see her confidence build up, and hopefully that carries into our postseason as well. And then Ada Tott beat Appleton Parkersburg, number two, who's actually ranked in the top 10 as well.
All right, so some big wins there. Big picture, this team, you know, has a great chance to do some awesome stuff in the postseason again. But how can you kind of ride this momentum into these final couple weeks of regular season play before, you know, postseason arrives?
Yeah, you got to take it one day at a time. That's kind of what I've been telling the girls coming into it as well. Like, this is huge for us, and I'm hoping that they get confident. But we still have a lot of work to do. It's a long postseason. We have Olwine on Friday, and then we come back here to Burns Park for individual regionals, which we got those parents today, and that's going to be a hard battle for those girls. Every day is a new challenge.
All right, appreciate the time, Coach.
Yes, thank you.